The interesting thing about Easter Sunday is that if you went to each Mass, if you can get in, each Gospel is different. And by the time we finish with the Spanish Mass, we'll have heard every Resurrection Gospel this Sunday. And they all have a slightly different perspective on what's going on. But you will notice that Mary Magdalene goes and runs to get Simon Peter. We know from the first reading that she's seen an angel. In one reading, she saw two angels. Remember, they're writing decades after it happened, and they told the story everywhere. But she saw an angel in the form of a young man, an ageless being from another dimension, and very real, who said, "He's not here. He has risen." She didn't see him. Simon Peter comes in. What does he see? He sees the burial shroud. Maybe the Shroud of Turin, huh? He saw the shroud, and he believed. He did not see Christ. Every one of these disciples, the women, had a chance to believe before they saw. And this is the state that we're in right now on earth. God gives us immense signs of his presence, and yet we must believe before we see. That's the point of our lives on earth. Living what we believe, believing what we do not see. I have a little story to tell you today about when I want to begin by saying it was because of this incident that I began thinking about the priesthood. People sometimes wonder how this happens. It was in the 11th grade. When I was young, I'm still extremely interested in science. You know, the church has been involved in almost every aspect of science. Priests have been involved in many discoveries. You never hear this. And I was very interested in this prior to wanting to be a priest. I read every astronomy book in the library when I was in elementary school, and later I wanted to be a doctor. I still read a lot of science stuff. It's funny, there are some people who feel that as science discovers a new property or how something works, that God gets pushed into the background. We don't need him anymore because we understand. And I see in that, because of the beauty of these things, God becomes ever more visible as more is discovered. It all depends on what eyes you're looking through. But as I say, I was going to be a doctor, and then a catastrophe occurred in my life. I had chemistry. There's a chemistry teacher in the front row. I will not point you out. You know who you are. I had two chemistry teachers. They were sourpusses. I can't blame them for my poor grade. I was a straight-A student getting a D- in chemistry. And the reason is in my hands. This is not this particular one, but anybody recognize this wretched thing? Anybody younger than 40 probably has never even seen one. It's a slide rule. It's more complicated than a computer. I couldn't figure it out. You know, pocket calculators had been invented 2 years before. That's how old I am. And they were banned from the classroom. 2 years after I graduated from high school, these things were in the Smithsonian Institution. God knew how to time it. So I'm sitting there. You know, it's like the teacher who never smiled. He's putting equations on the board, and I'm thinking, my God, I'm having a crisis. You know, you're getting an F. I got a D- for showing up. That he was actually a merciful guy. He's putting equations on the board, and I'm seeing the ruins of my future going out the window. And I looked out the window. It's a beautiful day like this in Los Angeles. The Lord said, "Don't worry, I want you to be a priest. Forget this class. You don't need it." And I said, "Okay, I'm desperate." It was the best offer at the time. I was in the 11th grade. Now it was at that moment that I decided to be a priest, and it stuck with me from then on. But I say that because I think a lot of us go through, if you forgive me, slide rule moments. And You know, I have two homilies. I always do one at Easter Vigil, another one on Easter Sunday. They're really two very different situations, people coming in the church. But there's something about slide rules and difficult classes that we have. It often involves math or something. Is that these really are crisis moments. And looking back, that's a rather trivial one, isn't it? Life, you don't realize that life's going to go on. But it really was a crisis to suddenly realize you're about to choose a college and you don't know where you're going. But it is God's way, beginning with his own son, that before resurrection occurs, there has to be a death. There's not a person in this room that is not going to experience this in our physical bodies one day. For a person without sight, without spiritual sight, death is the end. For those who can see with their eyes of faith, death is the beginning. The back door, the back of one's door is the front of another. And that's the way it was with that slide rule. And that's the way it is for many of our sufferings. Some of the greatest lessons that we can learn in life are at the other end of suffering. That's where the resurrection of the dead occurs. That's where love is proved. Not in the good times, but in the tough ones. With God and in life. As I say, I've always been very interested in science, and all of it glorifies God. I can't always understand, you know, what I read, but I do think when we look at these resurrection accounts, you know, it was the Lord himself that set up the laws of nature, and he obeys the laws of nature. I believe the miraculous is actually what we're seeing, whether it's the Eucharist or something in your own personal lives where God has touched you in a deep way, the coincidence, if you can call it that, of a slide rule that changed my life, these things are all emissaries from the future. Because the Lord, when he rose from the dead, obeyed, if you will, forgive me for using this expression, but the physics of the future. Physics is a word that describes this earthly reality, but you can be sure that the world of heaven also has laws that will be obeyed. We don't know what all of them are yet, but we see the properties of God, of the Lord's human glorified body. And it's very important, those of you who will listen to these scriptures over the next few weeks, to look at the properties of our Lord's body. This is the physics of the future. You are going to share in this. This gives us hope. If you're in the middle of a slide rule moment, some of you here are in a slide rule moment in your life right now, there is hope. God will bring life from death. He always does. Look around us. Spring is the perennial sign of hope. It is the way God operates in all of our lives. We must go through this death and resurrection cycle. St. Paul says this very clearly in the second reading. He says, but you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ. Seek the things that are above, not just on earth. What are these physical properties of heaven? What are these laws of heaven? We find them in the scriptures. You might say, if you want to put it in human terms, what goes around comes around. God is going to give us what we ask for. He says, seek and you're going to find. What am I seeking? He's going to give it to me on the last day. What did I spend my life seeking? He's going to have it in his hands to give you. Think about it. What kind of a life did I live? He tells us what the world of the future will be like, and their laws. The poor in spirit will be filled. The lowly will inherit the land. The mourning will be filled with rejoicing forever. Did you lose a loved one in the last few years? You're being hollowed out, but God is going to fill it. This is a law of God. It's the law of the future. On this side, it's suffering. On that side, it's glory. If you had a terrible cross to bear, a sourpuss chemistry teacher that you couldn't deal with, God is going to work that to good one day. We stand in front of the tomb with Mary Magdalene, Salome. We see no record of Mary, Mother of God, there because she knew her son would come to her. She knew. She's probably the only one that did. She knew. She waited for him. But the women came, and John came, And Peter came back, having denied Christ. He came back. And what did they find? They found the future. A seed that had been planted. He looked like nothing. But his glorified body, when it rose from the dead, had all these very interesting physical properties that were not miraculous, but rather represented the world that we will be entering in the future. A world where bodies are not bound by space and time. A world where you can move at the speed of thought. You can walk through walls. You can still enjoy a meal. Our Lord said we will have a banquet in heaven. I don't think that's just an image. He said, I won't enjoy a glass of wine with you until I sit with you in the kingdom of God. What an image of heaven. Think of your Easter Sunday dinner, wherever you're going to be. That's heaven, you see. It's a vision of heaven that we have echoes of on earth. And all of these are physical laws. If you look at your own life, you can see God intruding off. That's not the right word. God is inviting. He is hinting. That world is all around us if we have the eyes to see. It takes spiritual eyes to see this world now. But when it comes, it's going to be very real. More real than this one, and it's going to last forever. But while we are here, we are in the ark of faith. And this is the moment when we, with the women and John and later Peter, we stand before the empty tomb and we're asked to believe before we see. So if you're having a slide rule moment or a slide rule year, God is waiting to bring death, life out of death. He has hope for us all. Thank God for that. This is a feast of great hope. We thank God that in Jesus' life and in ours, after death comes life. Through suffering comes the resurrection of the dead.